another system would be a PC board, where you have an existing ASIC. Now, how do you bring that ASIC into that model? Well, it could be on the hardware modeler. You could have some RTL model. You could have some execution trace if this is a CPU. There are many ways to bring some existing ASIC into a simulation. Some glue logic, PALs, PLDs, FPGAs, discrete components, echo components. And then a daughter board, some modules that sits on top of the PC board. That on top of it sits an ASIC or a chipset that's completely new. Well, your job is to verify that this new design will fit in the with the existing logic, the existing ASIC, along with the glue logic.